Back inside the morning roundup here, as we're joined by another 2A state cross country individual champion. This time it's on the girls' side, Chesney Peterson, getting ready to head over to Tennessee. She wins her third straight state title, finishing first place. Chesney, first of all, thank you for joining us. We appreciate your time today. And I got to ask, does it get old crossing that finish line for the first time as the first person in this race?
Of course not. I think that's the best way to finish.
Well, you've won three straight. You know, what is the biggest lesson? What's the biggest takeaway you think you've learned maybe progressively into each race you've gone to and won?
I would say you have to have confidence in yourself and be confident in your training, because otherwise you're not going to perform how you want to. So you have to step up to the line confidently, or else you're not going to get the results you want. You have to be your biggest fan whenever you're racing.
What was the hardest thing, maybe some adversity you faced individually this season that, you know, maybe you didn't have to in years past, or something that you learned during that training?
I wouldn't really say it was training, but my freshman year I ran at Wamego, and the past 2 years we've been at Hayes. And so this year I was going to go back to Wamego, which is a more difficult course. So I think I just mentally had to face adversity there, knowing that I hadn't performed well at Wamego my freshman year, and I was going to revisit that. I'd say just mentally, that's like the biggest battle I had to fight, was that I was going to race somewhere where I hadn't raced well in the past.
Coming in, what were some ways you were able to kind of prepare for that and train for that, despite, you know, maybe knowing that you hadn't performed very well in the past or haven't had a lot of experience on that course?
One way we prepared for it was we definitely did more hills training this year, which was really beneficial. And I don't know, I would just say that I know that I'm a lot older and I know a lot more about racing now. So I, like I said, once again, I just had to have confidence in myself that it's just a 5K and that I could do it, sort of thing.
So if you could kind of think about a moment maybe that you've gotten a chance to look back on, has there been anything you've done to celebrate the race, anything you've had fun to do with your family, maybe just go out to eat or anything like that, that maybe has kind of become a routine now after winning your third straight state title?
Well, after my junior win, which was my second win, my family and I, we went and got a tattoo, and one of my family friends got a matching one, but that's not something we've done every time, but it's just something fun. We definitely go out and eat. Usually we like to get something sweet, just so everybody gets to celebrate, because my whole family, a lot goes into them too during when I'm training and everything. So
what was the tattoo? What'd you get? What'd you go with?
I just got a lightning bolt.
Okay. All right. Speed. I like it. It representing the speed, of course, I'm sure. You've got some big plans at the next level. You're heading out to Tennessee. If you could talk a little bit about that recruiting process and something that really stood out from you and obviously making the choice to go run there next year.
So I've been talking to a lot of schools since I was able to, which was at the beginning of last year. And Tennessee actually reached out in, I would say, July. And right from the beginning, I really liked the coaching staff. My phone calls really stood out to me. So my dad and I, we went on an unofficial visit, and it just blew me out of the water. I feel like for commitment, you need to pick a school that stands out by far, or else you haven't found the right school yet. And Tennessee definitely stood out to me. I think the town, the atmosphere, the coaching staff there, I really think I'm going to love too. So I'm just excited to wear orange. It's going to be fun.
Did you get a chance to go to a football game yet? Was that part of the unofficial visit?
It is typically part of the unofficial visit, but with my racing schedule, we race on all weekends. So actually, I decided to come up to Tennessee at the beginning of the week, so I was there not during a football game. But I'll get to see plenty of those in the next couple of years, so I'm not too upset about it.
Oh, yeah, you'll have to make it up to Rocky Top. I know especially right now it is it's a place to be as far as the football scene goes, and I'm sure you're going to have an outstanding collegiate career. Chesney, we do appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us, and we wish you the best of luck. We'll follow you as we go forward.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. That's Chesney Peterson, the 2A state champion on the girls' side from Stanton County. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back here on the other end of the morning roundup.